West at the Vikings.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. West?
Real good. All right, we've got a bunch of the Minnesota reporters here, and I'll let you start with a little opener and then open it up to questions.
It's just a blessing to be in the position I am right now to be picked by the Minnesota Vikings, such a rich history of football in Minnesota, and it's just so much culture in that city. It's a football town, and I'm so excited to be a part of the franchise, and I thank Coach Zimmer so much, him and the rest of the organization, giving me the opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, I got a chip on my shoulder the size of a boulder. I got picked in the sixth round. And, I was expecting earlier, but I got a story to write of my own now. Tom Brady was also a sixth round pick, but I got my own story. I got a Bucky Hodges story to write, and it's just. Now it's my job. I'm ready to get to work. I mean, rookie minicamp is next week. I'm ready to be there. I'm excited to be a Viking.
How frustrating was it when not only do you go to the sixth round, but there were like a dozen tight ends that came off the board in front of you?
It was frustrating, definitely. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, sit here and lie to you, because I know what I'm capable of doing. I know. But my goals are my hunger and my drive to get my goals. I know I'm going to get them. And just to see guys go in front of me, I know that I'm better than is. And like I said, it's just it adds fuel to my fire. But like I said again, I thank the Minnesota Vikings organization for just giving me opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, I've never been to an NFL game before. It's my first time being at an NFL game, playing in one. And that's going to be in Minnesota. And grew up watching. Randy Moss is my favorite all-time, my favorite player. So, I mean, it's just this is a blessing on the guy at this player. I'm just feeling very blessed right now.
How did your switch from quarterback come about?
We played the University of North Carolina my redshirt year. I redshirted up to about week four. We played them, and they had Eric Ebron from the Lions on their team at the time. And my buddy Foster, the defensive coordinator at Tech, he pulled me aside and just asked me if I wanted to do that for that week to emulate him. He said we were similar, fast, big guys. So I did it for him, and I felt like a little kid again because I played tight end at Pop Warner when I was like fourth grade, and I played quarterback ever since then after fifth grade. But it was just I felt like a kid again when I was playing tight end. And I just worked. Every day, I mean, off season, I'm still working. I'm hungry. I want to be great. I want to be a legend. I want to be a name that's remembered forever in the NFL. I want to be a Vikings legend.
Now, a lot of people can make the switch from quarterback to wide receiver or quarterback to cornerback. It's pretty rare to have somebody go from a cornerback to a tight end. Was the learning curve pretty steep?
The learning curve, it was initially because I had an offensive coordinator my first 3 years, Scott Leffler. He had a lot of pro terminology and just processing. Just like when I was used to calling the play, and I had to now hear the play. So that was definitely different. And just fundamental wise, everything. I mean, I'm just working every day. I'm still to this day. I want to be great.
How did you get up to speed? Making that transition with a tight end route tree? Did you work specifically with certain coaches, or was it just kind of something developed over time?
I mean, it's just something I worked on. I mean, me and my receivers at Virginia Tech, Tommy Lyles, Ford, Ken Phillips, me. Because this past year, I was asked to play receiver in our offense at Virginia Tech. And I mean, I still did things at tight end, but I played strictly receiver, so that right there, That was a new position I never played. I played the Z receiver this year. So I had to dedicate myself the whole summer to learning receiver route tree, just the receiver footwork, how to convert certain routes and certain coverages, how to watch film, how to see those footwork of a quarterback that give away certain coverage or just different things. But I think playing quarterback helps me a lot with that because I used to have to meet with my offensive coordinator at school before school, like, going over coverages of teams we played, and I mean, I know coverage like the back of my hand, so I think that helps me, like, game slow down to me a lot, benefits me playing tight end. And, but like you said, it is rare. It is a rare thing, but, I mean, I'm a rare player.
What did the Vikings tell you about how you'd fit in the league, what position-wise?
We haven't spoken on it yet. I'm talking to the tight end coach, so I'm going in as a tight end. And whatever they want to do, I just want to help this franchise just be successful. I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to win multiple Super Bowls. I don't want to be a player to just come play in the city. I'm hungry.
What you talk about being a rare player, having your name remembered forever, winning multiple Super Bowls, what makes you such a confident guy? What makes you kind of set your goals in so high?
My work ethic. I'm a workaholic. I just run just the weights, running, routes, catching, and everything that goes into game day. I mean, everybody points game day. I'm a different animal on game day, but you have to, every practice, every play, you have to act like that's game day. It's like I said, this is my job. I'm professional. So every play, every practice, every rep in the weight room is important. Somebody out there trying to get better than me. And I'm not going to let it happen. I'm too hurt.
Now, you set the all-time conference record for touchdowns. Were those a lot of, like, red zone mismatches, or were they seam plays deep down the field, the majority of them?
Majority, I mean, I have a little bit of everything. I mean, you can watch Duke. I mean, I scored 6 touchdowns in my sophomore year, I believe. And 3 of those came from Duke games. Like, it's different ways. I caught a slant and ran, like, 15 yards for a touchdown. And then, like, end of the game, 4th and 2, we were down by a touchdown. Threw a go route to me, game on the line, pass interference, touchdown, scored in overtime, also 3 touchdowns. But it's like, I'm saying, when the game's on the line, I want the ball. Like you said, the red zone, phase, everything else isn't working, I want to be a security blanket. I'm confident in my work ethic and just the group, the Vikings, and the surrounding cast that I'm about to walk into is just, it's great for me. I'm about to also be with one of my former teammates, Anton Exum. I'm very excited about that. He's one of my good friends. He helped me. When I first made my position change to tight end, the first day of practice, I don't even think he was practicing at the time, but he came up and told me, like, I think that was the move right there. And he was an old player. He was a respected player. So I was just, damn, I mean, that was that's a good dude, a good ball player, too. Just, he go hard. He's a Virginia Tech host. That's all I got to say. I'm very excited to be a part of the Vikings.
Did you and Anton play together at all? Did your careers overlap at Virginia Tech?
He came back. He was hurt the first half of the season, his senior year. But that was the year I was redshirted. So I sat out. I never traveled anywhere, but I watched and I practiced against Anton. I practiced against him on the scout team, like, the whole year. So we're pretty familiar, and that's a trash talking dude. I like someone a lot, man. I'm just really excited. It's good to have somebody I know in the locker room already.
What do you see as the areas of your game that you need to work on? Would it be like in the inline blocking area?
I would say inline blocking, just the fundamental wise, and just technique, because I'm raw. I wasn't asked to do that at Virginia Tech. They asked me to play H-back and slide and Z receiver. I never asked me to really play Y or anything, but I'm with a challenge. I'm a football player. I'm gonna put my mind to it. Coach Demmer took this chance on me, and it was a great pick. I'm just so blessed at this point, and this I'm gonna work on my fundamentals and just film. I'm just every aspect of my game. There's no way you can't get better. If you can't get better, that's when you can't be playing anymore. So I don't even want to do any more talking. I'm not a big talker. I like how my play to talk.
Alright,
appreciate it.
All right, we'll take it.
All right.
Thanks,
take care,
Bucky.
Man. Thank you, Bucky.
Oh.
Nothing too broken. Good.